to remember the dead as the carnage keeps piling around. Now it's not just the soldiers who are sent in harm's way that I want to make sure I remember. It's the 200 million who've died in the years since we've ended the war to end war. We've changed the way that we do business now, and the dead ones are mostly civilians. So I wear a white poppy each year on this day, beside my red one, reminding we pay with our lives and our health as the currency, and we search for the true cost of peace. Why do we still find such a clear path to war, and we still manufacture new guns, when the leaders still call on our warrior pride? I wonder just what we remember, just what it is that we need to build peace, but justice for each mother's child, regardless of where they might have been born or who owns the land that they live on. So I wear a white poppy each year on this day, beside my red one, reminding we pay with our lives and our health as the currency used. We search for the true cost of peace. In 1934 they were first passed around, and some brave people wore them with pride. Now I have a chance to wear one of my own, and I won't let this chance pass me by. Now go find a child and ask them what they think about how we should settle our fights before the ink has dried on their lives. Many will die in the crossfire. So I wear a white poppy each year on this day, beside my red one, reminding we pay with our lives and our health as the currency used, as we search for the true cost of peace. Help us please find the true cost of peace.